figuring out the biggest star in America's economy. I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. You don't know how the American economy is doing until you know how the American consumer is doing. And we're looking at a lot of mixed signals right now. Diane Swonk is here to help us understand. She is chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So consumer spending drives so much of our economy, as we mention often, especially as we gear up for the holiday season. How does it look for shoppers this year?
Well, you know, we have retail sales coming out tomorrow. What we're seeing is a real shift by consumers. Not only are we seeing a broadening of consumer spending into lower income households, they've gotten everything from lower prices at the pump to an increase in minimum wage at the state and local level, and that's buoyed their spirits as well. We'll see consumer sentiment tomorrow, too. But in fact, all of the improvement in consumer sentiment in the month of October was at the low end of the income stream. We've also seen a lot of home buying and bigger ticket items. People are buying cars. Deals there are incredible, and so that's part of the reason they're buying a lot of vehicles. They're also buying things to fill up their homes that they just bought, big ticket items. I think it's also important that we're seeing some shifting going on. Wall Street's not going to get quite as many bonuses this year. I think not too many people are shedding tears about it. But the high-end luxury retail market like to get hit a bit. We also don't have those wealthy Russians, Chinese, and Europeans shopping Madison Avenue as they once did.
We also have a lot of talk about retailers this week. Yesterday, Macy's gave something of a dark forecast. But then today, Kohl's is very optimistic, had a nice earnings report. What's happening for retailers, and what do we expect as we get into the holiday shopping season?
There's really a lot of churning going on. Consumers are more price savvy than they ever have been, and they continue to shop for the deals. In that, we're seeing things like Amazon staff up double what they did last year in terms of hiring for the holiday season to get those deliveries out there, and even doing pop-up brick-and-mortar stores to get people to come in and shop Amazon stores. Ironic, you know, this was the ultimate virtual retailer. And so you're seeing the lines blur between brick-and-mortar and online retailers, and that's causing a lot of churning in the market and a lot of winners and losers, new winners and losers as we shift how and where we spend.
Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial, thanks very much.
Thank you.
We are now in open enrollment season where companies invite their employees to choose from an array of exceptionally confusing healthcare plans often. Typically, they also deliver the news that they're sticking workers with more of the bill. This is creating a big market for apps that help people shop around for the best deals on prescription drugs. But even as they aid comparison shopping, the rise of this industry could lead to an increase in the overall cost of healthcare. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein explains.
3 years ago, a couple hundred thousand consumers were finding discounts on the app GoodRx every month. Today, it's more than 3 million, says company CEO Doug Hirsch, with no sign of slowing.
We continue to see double-digit growth like every month and just, you know, tremendous traction.
GoodRx and its competitors help consumers comparison shop and point them to discounts from pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens, and they offer coupons from drug makers. Hirsch estimates consumers save about $500 million a year thanks to his company, the nation's largest drug app.
I literally got an email the other day from someone who had gotten a, I think it was a liver transplant, where they were saying, you know, it's going to be rent or it's going to be the drugs that I need to keep me alive. And they were saying, you know, using your product is allowing me to be able to keep a roof over my head and at the same time be able to take the drugs I need.
Drug app makers, the pharmaceutical industry, and some patient advocacy groups argue the rise of this software helps make meds more affordable. On paper, that means patients will take their pills and avoid getting sick again, a problem the federal government pegs at $300 billion a year.
Lowering the cost is helpful, but it's insufficient to make a big change in this problem.
Harvard health policy professor Steven Sumerai has worked on getting people the drugs they need for nearly 40 years. He says sometimes the problem has nothing to do with money. Some people forget to take their medicine. Others don't like the side effects. Given the limited benefit, some healthcare people wonder if these money-saving apps that offer discounts and drug maker coupons may do more harm than good.
Couponing is definitely contributing to the high prices that we face for new pharmaceuticals.
Rena Conti is an economist at the University of Chicago. Coupons help patients sidestep high copays. So Conti says a consumer may get a great deal, but insurers are still on the hook for their share of the prescription.
Coupons make patients less willing to switch from high-cost drugs to low-cost drugs. And therefore, insurers have less ability to negotiate discounts off of high prices from manufacturers.
And she says drug prices continue their steady climb. One report estimates couponing could raise prescription drug spending by $32 billion over the next decade. Pharma certainly sees this as a winning strategy, as drug makers have increased the number of coupons by at least 61% since 2012. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
And finally, heaping buckets of fried chicken and biscuits are making a path to your front door. KFC is the latest fast food chain to embrace delivery, starting today in L.A. and San Francisco. Among big national chains, delivery was once dominated by pizza places. But now, faced with slow growth as American eating habits change, more and more chains are trying to fatten up sales by offering delivery. McDonald's, Taco Bell, and others have all tried it to varying degrees. KFC plans to expand beyond California soon. I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.